Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from a Demon student named Beth. Hey Ben and Nathan, I'm running into a problem on every games section that has a substitution question. That's that question that says which one of the following, if substituted for the rule that X must come before Y, would have the same effect. I can solve almost all games, and I am almost perfect on timed games sections. I know I can get there. When I get a rule substitution question, I usually skip it because I'd rather go on to solve the other remaining games and guess on the rule substitution than be left guessing on another game that I could have easily solved. And I think that that's actually really good advice, especially for people at low levels. If you're struggling to get 10 or 15 points on a section of games, you got to remember that that rule substitution question is only worth 1 point, and there's a whole game or two games, you know, still remaining in the section, and you might harvest more points out of doing a new game instead of doing that sometimes difficult, sometimes time-consuming rule substitution question. I do think that changes a bit, though, when we get to the level that Beth's at. So Beth says, today, for example, I did a section where game two had a rule substitution at the end and I skipped it, finished all remaining games, had a couple minutes left, went back to the rule substitution, then had to spend too much time reminding myself of the game and ended up getting the rule substitution question wrong. So it was essentially still just a wrong guess. Would you recommend I stop skipping rule subs and get them right rather than going on to forget and start another game? Or maybe something else? And I actually am going to suggest a something else. But I'll let you have first crack at it.
Well, since Beth, I don't know what Beth's scores are on these games, but it sounds like Beth is doing well. And if she's finishing the section with time left, I would say you're at your point in your game's career to stop skipping these questions and just do them. At the very least, and this is what's so amazing about the demon, is when you finish a section, it doesn't tell you what answers you got right or wrong right away. You're in blind review, and you can go back to any question, including that substitution question, and actually solve it. I hope you're already doing that. But given how well you appear to be doing in the games, I would just say go ahead and incorporate it into your regular practice. I don't see a reason to delay.
I agree. The something else that I wanted to talk about is a bit of a hybrid between knowing that you got it right, which you should be doing on the vast majority of questions on the entire test. Like, you should be sure that you're picking the right answers, especially on the games. You should be sure that you're right before you pick an answer.
Yeah.
But on this one weird question type, rule substitution question on the games, it's possible to kind of semi skip it, where you might, and Matt does this all the time in his classes. Matt is like, predict the answer to the rule substitution question, which you can absolutely do probably half the time. You can predict the answer. They're not that hard. A lot of times the correct answer for a rule substitution question is going to just be something that you've already learned about the game. We can call that an inference or a realization or just something that must be true about the game. If you've already learned, you know, that X must go at 1 o'clock, for example, and then they're asking you to replace a rule that says, what if, you know, substitute, find the same effect as X before Y without saying X before Y. Well, if you've learned that X is always at 1 o'clock anyway, then that might be the answer. And you can predict it like half the time. So Beth, look for opportunities to predict the answer for the rule substitution question. Beyond that, I don't want you to take 5 minutes on it. Because if she takes 5 minutes on it, then she's going to end up like missing that whole game three or that whole game four potentially, right? So what I would encourage you to do maybe, Beth, is like try to predict it. If you can, great. If you can't, go through the five answers and just pick the one that, you know, like eliminate the ones that you know don't do it. Like, eliminate the ones that obviously introduce a new restriction into the game. And eliminate the ones that obviously fail to recreate the old rule. I think that you frequently are going to be able to recognize that four of the answers are just not it. And you might not even understand why the right answer does replicate the rule. But if you know it's not any of those other four, then you might be able to pick that answer. Like, you just look at it and go, well, I don't see exactly how this does it. But I can't imagine picking any of those other answers, so let me pick this. Then go on and do game three or do game four or whatever. And then if you still have time, you could go back and spend a little bit more time on that rule substitution question. Does that make sense to you? Like, skipping?
It does, although at the same time, I feel like where Beth is at, I think she can figure these out. You know,
I know she can figure them out.
And so I don't want her to develop these like unnecessary, like it's almost like there's a lot of explanation there, right? It's like, well, you could do this and you could do that. Why not just like get to a point where you just answer these correctly? And yeah, you may botch a few sections. You don't finish them because you spent 4 minutes on that substitution game, but question, but now you know how to do it. And you're not going to do that going forward because I don't care so much about her practice test scores.
Yeah. Get them right. Practice getting them right. You absolutely can answer them correctly. I mean, there's only one answer there that does recreate the old rule without introducing new restrictions into the game. And that's the correct answer. It's a two-part process of elimination. Anything that creates a new restriction that did not previously exist is wrong.
Yep.
Anything that fails to recreate the effect of the old rule is wrong.
It's too weak. Yep.
Yep. Too strong or too weak.
Yep.
Makes an answer wrong, and there's only one that's right, and they're all there in front of you. So you absolutely can solve them. The last thing that I'll say about it, Beth, is that you just really need to not worry about it. There's one of them. Maybe sometimes there's two of them per test. But you've already won at that point. I mean, even if there's two of them and you only get 21 points on the section instead of 23 points on the section, that's not the difference between you and your dream score.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. That is just, it doesn't matter. If you were required to guess on every rule substitution question,
yeah,
it would cost you 0.8 or maybe 1.6 points per test in expected value.
Yeah.
I say 0.8 because you're going to get it right 0.2 times from random guessing. 1.6 if it's on the test twice, then, you know, like, you would get 0.4 for just randomly guessing on both of those questions. And if you took the time to actually solve them, then yeah, you would get yourself 1.6 more questions correct. But that's, you know, you're talking about two LSAT points.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't the difference between you and your dream school or you and your dream scholarship or whatever. So I appreciate that you're grinding it out and, you know, you want to actually get there. Mm-hmm. But please don't, like, blow it up into some issue bigger than it actually is.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.